Sure, taking into account the constructive critique and aiming to craft a punchline that better fits the nuances of British humour, specificity and cultural relevance, here's a refined version. In the era of Brexit and tea shortages, the latest venture isn't rockets to Mars, it's AI companions. Because in Britain, who needs the hassle of making friends at the pub when your chatbot can insult your cooking and question your life choices with the same charming disdain as a true British mate? This version aims to incorporate a more specific cultural context, layering the humour with references familiar to a British audience, while also adding depth and a twist that plays on national stereotypes and contemporary issues. Curious about AI outsmarting humanity? Join us as we explore groundbreaking AI advancements with our Gen AI hosts, delving into what these leaps mean for the future of innovation and our society. Get ready for an insightful journey tailored for AI enthusiasts and researchers. Don't miss out.
So have you heard the latest buzz about Elon Musk?
With all the hobbies I have, it's hard to keep up with every billionaire's move. But go on, spill the beans.
Well, Musk's XAI Corp is reportedly on the verge of raising a whopping $6 billion in funding. If all goes well, this could put the AI company's valuation at a staggering $18 billion.
Holy guacamole, that's a lot of zeros. But who's putting their money in?
Silicon Valley's Sequoia Capital is leading the charge. Plus, Future Ventures, Valor Equity Partners, and GigaFund might also jump in.
Text host 2. That's some serious backing. And what's Musk's pitch?
He's positioning XAI as a brand to connect the digital and physical worlds. In simple terms, it's all about integrating his other ventures like X, Tesla, Neuralink, and SpaceX to create a seamless user experience.
The Muskverse. So what's the plan for all this data?
The idea is to use it to advance Tesla's self-driving cars and its Optimus robot. You know, the host launched XAI last year to understand the true nature of the universe. Or in the host's own words, to make life multiplanetary and ensure the future of consciousness.
Text host 2, classic Musk. And I bet there's an AI model in the mix.
Indeed. They've got Grok, a witty and rebellious chatbot. This fresh funding will help boost Grok's development to better compete with rivals like OpenAI.
Well, I'll be damned. Musk's got his fingers in every pie, doesn't he?
That he does. And with this funding, it looks like he's about to take a big bite. And to our listeners, what do you think about Musk's latest venture? Let us know in the comments below.
Great. So, that's another AI promising to speed up our journey to enlightenment. Because clearly, what we've been lacking is the ability to misunderstand the universe at warp speed.
So, let's take a break from our usual Musk and his Martian dreams and chat about another tech titan, Apple. Have you heard about their upcoming event?
No, I've been too engrossed in my comic book collection. Is it another iPhone launch or something more exciting?
Oh, well, you're not far off. They're rumored to be unveiling a new product line. And knowing the company, it's bound to be a spectacle.
Text host 2. Oh, you know me. I'm a sucker for a good tech show. But it'll have to wait until I finish this vintage Spider-Man issue.
Laughs. Well, I hope Spider-Man can save the day in time for you to catch the Apple event.
Laughs. With great power comes great responsibility. I'll make sure to balance my comic book love with my tech enthusiasm.
That's the spirit. And to our listeners, don't forget to tune into the Apple event and let us know your thoughts.
In today's news, the launch of a new tablet that claims to understand us better than we understand ourselves. Because, let's face it, in a world where we rely on autocorrect to remember how to spell definitely, having a device that's finally on our level of artificial intelligence is both comforting and a stark reminder of our own modern existential crisis. It's like, hey, I may not remember my own birthday without a Facebook reminder, but at least my tablet gets me. Finally, a gadget that's as good at pretending to be smart as we are. It's not just artificially intelligent, it's artificially us.
You know, in the midst of all the tech jargon, there's a fascinating world of AI startups. Have you heard about the recent funding trends?
First you do know. I've been too engrossed in my latest video game. But you've piqued my interest now. What's the scoop?
All right, joystick junkie, here's the deal. Despite all the chatter about a slowdown, AI funding actually saw a slight increase in the first quarter of 2024. Crunchbase reports a total of $12.2 billion was invested across 1,166 deals. That's a 4% raise from the previous quarter.
Wow, that's a lot of moolah. But didn't we see a record-breaking funding last year?
You've got a sharp memory. Yes, OpenAI did receive a massive $10 billion from a technology company in the first quarter of 2023. But this year, the big players were China's moonshot AI with over $1 billion, U.S. robotics startup Figure raising $675 million, and Chinese AI startup Minimax's $600 million round.
That's some serious money. But what's the bigger picture here?
Well, according to PitchBook, investors have poured a staggering $330 billion into roughly 26,000 AI and machine learning startups over the last 3 years. That's a two-thirds increase from the funding across 20,350 AI companies between 2018 and 2020.
You're blowing my mind. I might have to switch from gaming to artificial intelligence.
Haha, that might not be a bad idea. But remember, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. Last quarter saw a decline in mega rounds for AI funding, which are funding rounds exceeding $100 million. There was only one round surpassing $1 billion and two others above $320 million.
Well, I guess it's not all level-ups and extra lives in the AI world, huh?
You got it. It's a game of its own, with its own set of challenges and rewards. But hey, who doesn't love a good challenge, right?
You're right, and I'm always up for a challenge.
That's the spirit. And to our listeners out there, are you up for the challenge too? Let us know.
So AI is now stockpiling wealth like a Silicon Valley mogul, while I'm here strategizing to afford my next coffee. Ah, the sweet thrust of economic disparity in the digital age.
So, our resident tech guru, have you heard about the recent collaboration between the Financial Times and OpenAI?
You bet. It's like the tech version of a superhero team up. The Financial Times is licensing its news stories to OpenAI for AI training.
That's right. But let's break it down for our listeners. AI training is like teaching a computer to understand and learn from data. In this case, news stories from the Financial Times.
Text host 2. Exactly. And it's not just about training AI. They're also planning to create new AI products and features for FT's readers. It's like they're building a super intelligent news bot.
And here's the kicker, folks. The Financial Times is already a customer of ChatGPT Enterprise. So when ChatGPT uses FT's stories and responses, it will credit and link back to FT. It's like saying, hey, I got this cool fact from FT. Check them out.
Yeah, and FT's CEO, John Ritting, put it quite succinctly. It is right, of course, that AI platforms pay publishers for the use of their material. It's like, you use my stuff, you pay me. Fair enough, right?
Absolutely. But it's not all sunshine and rainbows. OpenAI has similar agreements with other news organizations, like Axel Springer and the Associated Press. But they've also been sued by the New York Times for copyright infringement.
Yeah, the New York Times accused them of using its content without permission. It's like sneaking into someone's house and borrowing their stuff without asking. Not cool, man.
Well put. It's definitely a complex issue. But it's fascinating to see how AI and journalism are intersecting in new and unexpected ways.
Absolutely. It's like we're living in a sci-fi movie, AI learning from news stories. Like, what's next? Robots writing the news.
Who knows? Maybe that's not too far off. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. For now, let's keep an eye on this exciting collaboration and see where it leads. Stay tuned, folks.
Ah, AI paying for news now, are we? I'm eagerly awaiting the moment when robots, in their infinite wisdom, decide to drown their existential sorrows in overpriced coffee alongside us. That'll be the day humanity gets its overdue reality check served cold. Much like the universe's regard for our existence.
So, as our resident tech guru, you're no stranger to GitHub, right?
Oh, absolutely. GitHub is like my digital dojo. I'm there coding away, day in, day out. What's the latest scoop on GitHub?
Well, they've just unveiled this shiny new toy called Copilot Workspace. It's an AI-powered developer environment, still in its infancy, but it's shaping up to be quite the game changer.
Hold up. AI-powered? So, it's like having a robot do all the coding for you?
Not quite, but it does lend a helping hand. It's got these AI assistants, or Copilot-powered agents as they call them, that guide you through your project from one end to the other. It's like having a copilot, hence the name.
Source Host 2, that's bloody brilliant. So it's like having a coding buddy who's always got your back?
Spot on. And it's not just about the coding. It helps you manage tasks from brainstorming to running code, all using plain English. Plus, it syncs with your GitHub repositories, so you can steer your project tasks with simple prompts.
Blimey, that's a game changer. So no more squinting at code and documentation for hours on end, huh?
That's the dream. Once you kick off a project with Copilot, it gives you a step-by-step plan to reach your goals. It's like having a GPS for your project.
I'm itching to give it a whirl. When's it hitting the shelves?
It's currently in preview for a select few developers, but they're planning to roll it out to the wider GitHub Copilot platform in the future.
Well, count me in. I'm all for anything that makes coding a breeze.
I knew you'd be on board. It's always exciting to see how technology can make our lives a bit easier, isn't it?
Absolutely. Can't wait to see what other tricks they've got up their sleeves.
Fantastic. Now, AI's evolved to not just outsmart us, but to actively snub our code comments. So much for teamwork, eh?